It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for tuning in today, whether you've tuned in at 91.5 FM or on the web at KIOS.org. We welcome you. There's a homeschooling, and then there's sending your kids to a school, and then there's the Omaha Virtual School. It's a blending of homeschooling and public schooling. It's tuition-free. It is full-time. And the director of the Omaha Virtual School, Dr. Wendy Lowenstein, is with me now. Good morning, Wendy. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you here. Before we talk about the, and we've got an event coming up here on July 23rd at Abraham's Library, but before we talk about that and give the details on that, let's talk about this school, because it's already growing. There's two new grades going to be added this year, which is awfully exciting as well.
Yeah, so we serve students from grades kindergarten to 11th grade starting this fall, and the first day of school is August 14th, by the way. And really, we are a unique blend, the best of both worlds, public school and homeschool education. So we're really excited to start another school year, and this will be our fourth year, so it'll be our best year yet.
You bet. So let's talk about how that kind of works, because there's, first of all, it is free, and I want to get that out there, because people who are interested in homeschooling their kids but are looking for, you know, maybe a mix, there's certainly some social interaction that can happen, as well as that interaction with teachers other than mom or dad who may be homeschooling, those benefits that can happen. How does this work? What are the semantics behind the Omaha Virtual School?
Yeah, great question. So students are required to report to our school one day a week. We are located here at the Teacher and Administration Center, which is on 32nd and Cumming Street. And when they're here on site for that one day a week, students really get an opportunity to work with their peers and with our Omaha Public Schools teachers to engage in the curriculum and the content and really just collaborate, teamwork, get that social interaction, and we really focus on teaching those soft skills. And then when they're at home with their learning coach or their parent, they work through the curriculum and content that we provide for families to just have some guidance on what your learner should be learning, when they should be learning it, in order to ensure that they are engaged every single day in their education.
Now, when this school first started, it went from kindergarten to what?
We started in 2016-17 school year, kindergarten through eighth grade, and we've added a grade level every single year. So by fall 2020, we will be a true kindergarten through 12th grade school, with our first graduating class being 2021.
Wow, that's very exciting. So where do the students go now that are the 10th graders, or in this year it will be the 11th graders, where do they go for that final year?
So, well, our high school and our middle schools are located here at the Omaha Public School Central Office in the Career Center side, and our students report here for 4 hours one day a week, and then we also are working on providing some dual enrollment opportunities with our pathway in business and information technology. And with our partnership with Metro Community College, students, our high school students, will be able to earn college credit while also earning credit for towards graduation. So we're really working on building up that high school experience to be something wonderful that can really prepare our learners for what's next after high school.
And so theoretically, these learners can come out of high school, graduate high school, with 3, 6, 9, 12 college credits under their belt to get things rolling as they move into post-secondary education.
Yeah, that's the goal. We really want to provide them an opportunity to explore some opportunities and some curiosities to help them figure out what they want to do next.
So folks who might be listening to this and who would be interested, there's an info session coming up Tuesday, July 23rd, 9:30 a.m. at Abraham's Library. Where is that?
That's on North 90th Street. And like you said, it's an Omaha Public Library branch. So you can also come and check out books and engage in the Omaha Public Library summer reading program while you're there.
Sure, absolutely. Can you give us a preview of what people might learn?
Yeah, so really the info sessions, the point of that is for families to really know and understand what's involved in our program. Pretty much our program takes the traditional education model and flips it upside down. And it's really difficult for families and students to figure out what that means and how we work. So in that hour's time, we really try to paint a picture of what that experience will be for the learner and for the learning coach, because it is a lot of work and time and energy and effort for the parent to be a learning coach in our program, and we want to make sure that we are very open to what's involved with our program to ensure learner success. So that's what the information session is about, is what are you getting yourself into when you join our program, essentially?
Sure. August 14th, the school year starts, so there's still time to register the learners now. Where do people go for information and registration?
Right. So our website is your best source, is omahavirtualschool.org, but we also are active on Facebook and Twitter. We have our events posted on Facebook and Twitter. I also do want to say that while registration is still open, we are filling up fast. So we really want to encourage families who are interested, who are looking into our program, to attend an info session and start the enrollment process as soon as possible.
OmahaVirtualSchool.org. That's Wendy Lowenstein, Director of Omaha Virtual School. Thank you so much for stopping in. It's great to see you as always. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Morning Edition continues now.